A car bomb devastated an exclusive social club in the capital of Colombia last night. At least 20 people were killed. More than 100 were injured. The El Nogal social club was a mainstay of Colombia's powerful elite and that nation's foreign diplomatic community. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Bogota.
Colombia's capital city has generally been spared the worst of the country's armed conflict over the past few years, but no more. Residents of Bogota's wealthy north side were stunned last night to see several floors of the prestigious El Nogal social club hollowed out by an apparent car bomb. The complex is home to luxury restaurants and bars, a pool, and mini golf, and it's a prominent symbol of Colombia's wealthy elite. Daniel Gomez, who lives nearby, says the country's armed conflict suddenly seems a lot closer to home. There could be a bomb in my house. There could be a bomb right here. I don't feel that my family and I are safe anymore, Gomez says. No one has claimed responsibility for the bombing, and the authorities have not yet laid blame. But suspicions quickly fell on the country's biggest leftist insurgency, known as the FARC. Peace talks with the FARC fell apart a year ago, and since then the new government of President Álvaro Uribe has ramped up military attacks on the largely rural insurgency. Uribe's get-tough attitude enjoys wide support, but for the past few months, Bogota has endured a growing number of retaliation attacks by the guerrilla's so-called urban cells. After picking through the rubble of the social club last night, Uribe called on his countrymen to bear with him, and he pointed a finger at the outside world. The world that has financed these people with the drug trade and the arms trade should change itself today, Uribe said. It should take the side of the authorities and the people of Colombia to defeat terrorism. Martin Costi, NPR News, Bogota.